Hello, I'm T.S. Wright, founder and president of the God Center Concept and host of the Kingdom Crossroads podcast. Our mission is clear. We are here to help spark a great harvest, a revival, if you will, across the United States. That's why we are launching the 2540 campaign. Over the next 40 days, we're going to ask people to join us, just like you, and to give a one-time tax-deductible gift of $25 and partnering us with this mission, and then sharing this vision with other people so we can expand our reach in powerful ways. God is calling us to work, and together we can see lives transformed and hearts awaken. You can simply scan this QR code or go to www.godcenteredconcept.com to make this one-time gift to our ministry. Thank you for being a part of this community. Your prayers and your support mean more than you will ever know. May God bless you in all that He calls you to do. And as we always say here, now go forth in total surrender to the one who owns and reigns over all creation, and let the great harvest begin.
Welcome to the show that combines biblical truth, discipleship, and the calling of spreading revival. Now your host, T.S. Wright.
Welcome, everyone, to the Kingdom Crossroads. And I'm your host, T.S. Wright. And I am so glad that you guys could join us today. You know, make sure you hit that follow, subscribe button. Give us that like, as that helps us to continue to bring you that great content. Well, today we have a special guest back, which needs no introduction to you guys, because you know she's been on here before. I call her the battle cry mom herself, and we have Deborah McNinch back. So help me welcome Deborah. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me back. I enjoy being on this podcast so much and just talking to people and just sharing what the Lord's doing in my life.
Amen. Well, we love having you on here. And, you know, I'm always interested in that, in your prayer network and kind of what's going on. And so before we dive into the topic, can you give us a little update how the networks are going and kind of how things are progressing there?
Yeah, we've added, since I spoke to you last, we've added many new moms. You know, most people would get excited to be like, oh gosh, your network's growing, you know, and I am excited that moms find us, but there's just this little kind of sadness to it too, that I know there's another mom hurting that needs support. And so, you know, the ultimate goal is to one day close it down because all the prodigals are home. And so I'm excited that they come and they find support and love with us. But at the same time, growing bigger just makes my heart know that there's a lot of hurting people out there.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
I feel the pain for sure. You know, the one thing I'd say too, the other thing that could shut down the network is the rapture happens.
Right? That'd be great. Today'd be great.
Nobody left for the network. So.
Right. I don't want to be left behind to be the only one there. No. So yeah, we're ready. Amen. We're ready. Amen. We're ready.
Well, thank you for that update. And so now let's dive into the topic. I know you were, we were talking just for a second before the show, and you mentioned it the last time, but it's kind of built on this idea that, you know, forgiveness needs to be all around, and that includes yourself.
Right.
And so I'm just going to turn it over to you and let you kind of take it from there.
You know, that is probably one of the big topics that we talk about in our group, or if a mom calls me, or if I go speak somewhere and I talk to people. A lot of moms struggle with just that one thing, forgiving themselves. Everybody, you know, I think moms and dads, but we all, especially moms, we just take on this role of it's somehow our fault. Whatever happened in your family, you know, bad. Maybe it didn't turn out just like you thought it was going to. It's just easy to take that on yourself and think, what did I do wrong? And then you start going through your all the woulda, coulda, shouldas in your mind, going, gosh, when we went one time, I went to the ballet. Gosh, one time, you know, we skipped church one time because we did something else or whatever it is. But you start going through every single scenario and it's just easy to blame yourself. And so we struggle with that. And I get so many questions all the time about how do you forgive yourself? And I'm going to say it's easy because the Lord will walk you through it, but it's hard to get to that step to let it go. And when I wrote my book, I love to tell the story of I turned in my manuscript. And at the last minute, the editor called me and was like, this is great, but I don't think you have forgiven yourself. Are you going to write about that? And I'm like, no, I don't think I'm going to because I don't know if I have. And so what started for me was just a time of self-reflection, of going through the motions of what have I done? Have I forgiven myself? What can I do to forgive myself? And that's how my journey of forgiveness started. And I was, you know, a good 5 or 6 years into my journey before I started addressing this. And so it was something that I held on a long time. And so when I was writing my book, when I started writing that last chapter, I wrote about how one time we lived in the cold northern state of Minnesota for a while and a lot of snow, which I love.
I know that place
well. You know that well, but I was outside one time. We were going to get a snowstorm, as we did very like every day, but this one was going to be big. And I went to the store to get all the things that you have to get. And when I got home, you know how it's going to be. You're not going to make 2 trips to the cold or back. You're going to carry everything in at the same time because that's just how we are. And so I grabbed 100 bags and I go to the front door and I'm going back and forth in my arms, putting the bags. And I realize I can't go through the door. I cannot go through the door because my arms are full. And it kind of hit me at that time. That's how it is in my life with forgiveness. God wants me to walk through this door of forgiving myself and moving into freedom and trusting him with my story. But if I'm still outside in the cold, shuffling, trying to make it work, you know, maybe I can do it with my elbow. Maybe if I hold on to him tight enough, I can still use my foot and get through there. It just doesn't work. You have to lay it down and walk through that door. And that's what I finally had to do. I had to just let it go and walk through the door. And, you know, the Lord just really took me on a journey of reading Genesis, of all places where I started. And, you know, you read the story of Adam and Eve, and you realize right away that God had a perfect setting for them. Yet somehow they became prodigals. Yep, God himself knew all about children that did not turn out exactly like he had planned and thought they would, because there was this little thing called Satan. And he whispered one little thing to Eve, you know, are you sure? Are you sure? That was just those 3 little words. Are you sure? And that is the same thing he is still whispering to us today. He's still asking me. He's still asking you, are you sure it's not your fault? Are you sure? You know, when we go to bed at night, you can just hear him go, are you sure? Are you sure it's not your fault? And that is how a lot of parents are stuck. They're just stuck in that little thing right there they can't get out of. And, you know, I love to just keep reading that story, you know, and you think, what did God do? He didn't put himself out of the garden and punish himself. He put blame where blame was due. Everybody has free will. Everybody has a free choice to make, and there's consequences for that choice. And so he put them out, and he, you know, waited, and he knew, you know, their hearts the whole time. And that's kind of what we have to do. We have to just let God, you know, just take our kids, and we have to just go, okay, I'm placing them out here, and I'm going to stay in here in fellowship with the Lord, because my unforgiveness and shame that I was carrying, that was keeping me away from my close relationship with the Lord, because I felt like he hated me so much. And I had to come to this, like, this place of realizing that I couldn't hate myself enough to make God love my child more. And so I had to let it go. And that is where a lot of parents are today. And so I had to just pray, and God gave me an easy 3-step plan for forgiveness. And I'd love to just explain that to you.
Well, hey, we're all ears.
Okay. Yeah. Away. Let's do it. So this is so easy. I call it my GAS method. And that's just an easy way to remember it. G, go to the altar. I know that it's not super popular in churches today to go to the altar, but there is a reason we have altars in churches, and that is where you need to go. You need to go to the altar, and you just need to cry out to the Lord and lay it down. Lay everything down. If you have to write it on a piece of paper and leave it on the altar, do that. Whatever it takes, but leave your burdens there for the Lord, and He is going to pick them up, and He is just going to walk with you, and it's going to be so much lighter in your life, so much easier to walk this journey, knowing that He has your child. You've placed them safely in His arms because He loves them so much more than you ever could, and He is going to take care of it. So the first step is go to the altar. Just go to the altar, lay it down. The second step is to ask for forgiveness. Now, sometimes if there was something that I know that I did not do right, that I wish I would have done different, you know, I asked the Lord for forgiveness for that. But then I also asked my child for forgiveness. If there's something you know that you've done that you wish you could have done differently, just be honest with your child and say, hey, you know what? I'm sorry that I didn't point you to the Lord and a relationship like I wish I would have. And I want you to forgive me for that. If you don't talk to your child, write it on a card, put it in the mail. If you don't have any communication with them, write it out and put it in your drawer, but get it out. Get out those thoughts that you're carrying, all of that guilt that you're holding on to, get it out and put it on a piece of paper and let it go. So ask for forgiveness. That's the A. And the S is to stand. And I love in Ephesians 6, I love when it talks about putting on the armor of God. It says that you have to put on all of these things to ready yourself for battle. And it says to do it, and then you're going to stand. But then there's this great thing called like a comma, and then it says, then stand. It says stand twice. And if you start looking at that, you realize the first stand requires action. That action is for you to ready yourself for battle. That means you have to get ready. You need to be where you need to be. You need to be doing the things God's calling you to do. Get ready and stand. But then the second stand is to stand in faith, because Amen. God is going to fight this battle and He's going to win it. And all you have to do is stand and let Him work. And so that's what I call my GAS method, the three steps. And that is what you do to start the journey to forgiveness. And just know that the Lord is taking care and fighting this battle.
Amen. So, you know, I like the fact that you bring up that it's not like this just one moment thing and it's done. It's a journey. It's a process.
Yes.
And so I know in our discipleship series, we always talk about repentance is a process, and we have to walk yes. that process and walk that road with the Lord. And so talk a little bit about, you know, just some of the journeys, without using any names, some of the journeys mm-hmm. that you've seen that people have taken and kind of walking that process.
Yeah. Like you said, I wish everything, you know, we live in an instant world. And so sometimes we think everything should be instant, but it's not like that. You know, sometimes there are layers. It's the whole onion thing. Like we have to peel back a layer and then we realize there's something else that we need to be working on. And then when we work through that, you peel that back and then you realize there's something else you need to be working on. And it's like that with forgiveness. You know, you've got maybe this on the outside, but then when you peel that back, you realize maybe there were some deeper issues that you really kind of should have addressed a long time ago with your family or your child. And I know it's been like that for a lot of moms. I hear that a lot, that, you know, there's the little surface level stuff of, yeah, we didn't always go to church. We didn't pray at supper, blah, blah, blah. But then when you get into it, you know, you just realize maybe I wasn't really pointing you to Jesus all the time, like I wish I kind of would have. And, you know, we think we are because we're doing the things that we think we're supposed to do. We're, you know, we're going to church, we're going to Sunday school, we're going to youth group, we prayed at dinner, like all these things we think are enough. But, you know, looking at it now, I realize I wish I would have spent more time in deep prayer with my children. I wish I would have spent more time showing them the power of the Holy Spirit. And I wish I would have taken them to places and to churches that demonstrated that power and they could see things and hear things. And those are things, again, that in the beginning, I didn't think about, I didn't know about, you know, but as I pulled back the onion layer, I realize, you know, there's times I miss the mark, but then I have to forgive myself. And I have to realize that if I'm going to take the blame for all the bad stuff, that I have to accept the good stuff that I poured into them too. And just remember that God, you know, he can take just that little grain of whatever you planted and he will make it grow. And it'll be the biggest, most beautiful fruit produced you've ever seen in his perfect timing.
You know, hey, it's imperfect people raising imperfect people.
Right.
I mean, we just have to remember that too. And, you know, The Lord knows our sin. And I say it this way, our God is big enough to overcome our mistakes.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah, there's not a manual. You know, unfortunately, they don't hand you a manual and say, this is, you know, if you go through this, turn to page 77 and it'll tell you what to do. You know, we're in it on the fire as we go, as parents all know, but we do the best we could do at the time with the resources and the wisdom I had. You know, if I could go back and do some things over, would I do things differently? I probably would. We all would, but we can't. We did the best we could do with the information and the wisdom I had at the time. And I have to realize that God will take those little scraps and he will grow and make something beautiful.
Amen. Amen. And so, you know, just, you wouldn't want it to be a manual like the, the United States government regulations.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's like 25,000 plus or whatever thousands of pages it
is. Right.
Yeah.
Right. We wouldn't read it anyway. So,
who would have time? So,
yeah, exactly.
You know, so the thing is if we go back into the Old Testament, we can go back and trace all these families and their histories, and a lot of times it highlights their issues.
Right.
And we see even the stories of the patriarchs that we read about, the ones that we sort of kind of put on their own altar a little bit.
Right.
You know what? We see their imperfections too.
Right.
And they're right there. The Bible doesn't hide those things.
Oh, thank God. Right.
Oh yeah. I mean, yeah. We realize that other than Jesus, there is no perfection at all.
Right.
None of it's perfect. And so, you know, we have to remember that they were people living just like, you know, it was just like us. They were people, same fleshly issues, you know, maybe not as technologically advanced, but there were still the same family squabbles and issues. And, you know, there would always be the problems and the parent wouldn't make all the right decisions. And so we saw that. And I mean, look at King David. I mean,
he
certainly did not make all the right decisions.
That's right.
He was a man after God's own heart. So,
that's right. But he loved him dearly.
Amen. And I think we have to remember that. So
I believe it.
Deborah, another question that I had in all of this, and I know you visit mostly with moms. There are some dads, you know, you got your dad's network as well, but not quite as large. As you've been doing this, have you seen some fruit? Kind of talk about the fruit you've seen come from that.
From the moms or from the kids that we've seen? Yeah, from the moms. You know, I think all of us would say when we first joined, even when I first started, I joke all the time as I'm like, well, that's going to be depressing. All these moms that are sad around, you know, crying all day long, but that is not it at all. So I think the fruit that I love to see, and it happens every single day, is a mom that maybe has been in the network for a couple, 3 years, coming along beside a new mom that just joined today. Amen. When that new mom is saying, you know, gosh, I don't know what to do. I'm lost. I can't get out of bed. I'm crying so hard every day. I'm depressed. And then it's just so beautiful to see a seasoned mom say, oh no, we've got you because God's got you. And we're going to come along beside you. You're not going to be alone. And we're going to fight this battle together. And so that is the most beautiful fruit that I think that I see on a daily basis, is just that walking with the new moms that come in. We accept everyone. You know, it's not like a little secluded group where you're not going to get in. Oh gosh, you just come and you can post as much or as little as you want. We have some moms that don't post at all. And then I kind of forget about them because I haven't seen their name for a couple of months. And then all of the sudden I'll get a text or a message saying, I read every single day. I just don't post a lot. And so we just get a lot of times moms that just want that encouragement that, but just aren't there yet that they can post and ask questions. And that's okay too. But that's a beautiful thing. So I would say the fruit and then the joy would be the other thing. We're not sad. We are broken that our family doesn't maybe look like we thought, but we are not going to give our way our joy. Happiness, we always say, comes and goes, but joy is from the Lord. And you can't, he can't take that. Satan can't take that. You can only give that away. And we are not going to give away our joy. We're going to be full of hope and we're going to be full of joy. And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. We laugh together. We cry together and we just do life together. And it's just an amazing place to be.
Amen. Amen. And you know, I think obviously praying for each other has got to be a massive piece of this. And so to see that come to fruition and to, you know, see broken people healed.
Yes.
And being able to move through these battles. It's not that you don't go through it. It's just, you realize you're not standing alone. And most importantly, God is truly there helping you walk through this road. And, you know, I'm going to say, I'll say this to these guys. I'm certainly have not been a perfect dad. I'm not going to sit up here and act like I am just because I host this show and I have all this biblical knowledge and all these pieces. I'm going to promise you, I've not been a perfect dad. I've never been a perfect teacher or coach. Right. And I'm certainly, you know, my kids weren't perfect, you know, haven't been perfect. And when they were younger and they've gotten older and they're not perfect now. And guess what? They're not going to be. And guess what? I'm not going to all of a sudden grow perfection overnight either.
It's not going to happen.
No. Yeah. And I think one of the things too, is that we have to remember is that we have to forgive them, you know, in speaking that sometimes I think with our, you know, you think it at your kids, it's like, well, I'm not holding it against them. Well, you're right, but you still need to go through a process of forgiving them.
Right.
You know, it's just like when a spouse loses another spouse, even though it may not, it wasn't their fault that they died, but there's an anger and there's a process there through the grieving that you have to forgive them for leaving. You do.
It's true.
And so I think that's an important part of this too, in that, you know, so the forgiveness has to be, again, kind of what I said at the beginning, all the way around yourself, them, and then the other pieces around them. And so, you know, it's like you said, we want to pray them home.
Right.
But it's, I always think it starts with forgiveness because I think God sometimes is ready to act, but he's waiting for you to do all the pieces that he's told you to do.
Right. Just like we said in the armor, putting on our armor, it says to do all of these things so we can withstand the devil. Amen. We have to ready ourselves. You have to get to where, you know, we are so worried sometimes about our kids or our family and what they're doing. God's worried about what you're doing. Yep. And he wants to make sure your heart is where it needs to be. And you're doing the things that he's calling you to do. And he will take care of everybody else.
Yep, that's right. And, you know, the thing we have to remember too is, well, let's say that prodigal does start to turn around. Well, we can't have an attitude of, well, you know, I told you so. And have that, like, you have this moral superiority, because I still tell people, look, there are people I'm around that literally glorify their sin. All right. Mm-hmm. But I am no morally in a better position than they are.
Right.
We're all equal at the foot of the cross. The only difference is,
that's good,
is that I have received forgiveness because I've embraced it. I've embraced the whole truth. They haven't. That's the difference. They just haven't embraced the truth like I have. But that doesn't make me morally superior to them.
Right.
This is the very thing that Jesus spoke against with the Pharisees. Mm-hmm. They didn't realize they were broken. The people around them were realizing that they were broken. And that was the big difference, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, like you said, forgiving yourself. If God forgives you, then, I mean, you have no right not to forgive yourself.
That's right. That's right. You know, and even in Corinthians, when it talks about the chapter on love, you know, I mean, go through each one of those points. It says, you know, love keeps no record of wrongs.
Amen.
That's not just against other people. That's against yourself, too.
That's right. That's exactly right. Amen. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. I part of it is I look at it like this. God owns everything. So I don't even own myself.
Right.
So I don't have a right to hold on to things that I've done wrong and not forgive myself. And so,
right.
And that also incorporates other people as well. I mean, I'm going to say this, Erica Kirk, what she did mm-hmm. a little over a week ago at mm-hmm. that place where she forgave the guy that mm-hmm. the alleged yeah. killer of Charlie Kirk, you know,
right.
I think that showed not only tremendous courage, but I also think it showed where her heart truly lies, that God is the one that is in control of her life, even when she doesn't want what God is putting in front of her.
Right. What a beautiful thing to model for the whole world.
Yes.
That's just the basis of the Christian faith. That's the complete basis, you know, of like, we have to forgive because we've been forgiven.
Amen.
And to do that on the scale and for the world like she did, that's incredible.
Amen.
And as quickly as she
yes.
came to that forgiveness. I mean, it's one thing to be like, well, 10 years from now, I'll work through it. And, you know, but no, that was about 10 minutes. I mean, it yeah. was very quick, you know.
It was. Amen.
Wow. But it's a decision. I mean, I think it's a decision. And that's another thing she modeled, that it's something that we either believe what we read, we believe the Bible's true, or we don't. And she yeah. made a decision that it's true and she was going to follow it. And that's a
sure.
decision each of us have to make.
Amen. That doesn't mean that the killer doesn't face his earthly consequences.
No, there's consequences.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he should, and he needs to face justice. And I believe that, but you know what? I don't want him to face eternal judgment.
Me either. I want him to come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ.
Amen. And I can promise you, Charlie would say that.
Right.
Because
right.
I heard him speak a few times and I know what he would say about that. So,
right.
Well, I hate to wrap this conversation up because we could just keep going on, but we're about out of time. So, Deborah, if somebody wants to get connected to the network, wants to get connected with your, you know, with your ministry, how can they do that?
Yes, you can simply go to www.battlecrymoms.com or battlecrydads.com. And you can also link those off my personal website, which is www.deborahmcninch.com, and has all the things there. So you can just link it all. And we would love to have you. If you're listening to this and you're all alone, please reach out and join us and let's fight this together.
Well, I'm going to put all this in the show notes. We'll make sure that all gets in there and everything's going to get taken care of. And Deborah, I am so glad you came back on the show.
Thank you.
And of course, we're going to be looking forward to when you're back on next month. And so without further ado, I want to say, as we wrap up the show, on behalf of myself and Deborah, I am T.S. Wright. Now go forth in total surrender to the one who owns and reigns over all creation, and let the great harvest begin. We want to give a big shout out this week to Cupertino, California. We want to thank you guys for your support of this ministry and of the Kingdom Crossroads podcast. We so look forward to an opportunity at some point to come out and visit you guys when we take this podcast and take this show on the road. So again, we thank you for your support, and God bless each and every one of you. And we pray that you will continue not only listening to this program, but to also continue to spread the word about the program. Thank you so much, and God bless every one of you.